This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney, with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for listening. Heading into this Super Bowl pretty much holiday weekend, and right on time to hopefully keep us safe inside. We have doggone back-to-back winter storm systems rolling across the country to kick off the weekend. The first actually started around Kansas City Wednesday and made its way across the Midwest to here in the Northeast, before the second system Thursday started making its way across from California. That's hitting much of the rest of the country now through Sunday, but not really raining on the pre-Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans, where the big game will be played. A small chance of rain there through Sunday, with more chances of sunshine, while temps will be in the upper 70s, so the Big Easy will be the place to be this weekend. It already is from some of the videos I've seen posted.
My favorite stories of the day.
Let's jump right into this guy who is accused in Florida of stealing a Hyundai Tucson mini SUV from a dealership in Vero Beach. Now, Indian River County Sheriff's deputies just caught up with 41-year-old Jason Vargesco 2 weeks ago at his Malabar home, where they say he lives with his mom. And in the report, deputies say he told them he got an Uber ride to the Hyundai dealership back in November because he says the salespeople there told him he qualified for financing. When he got there, though, they say he told them the dealership denied his car loan, so he got mad enough to go jump in the Tucson he was trying to buy and drove off the lot. Now, law enforcement officials define that as felony theft, which is what they charged him with. But Vargesco reportedly defined it as his only way to get home, since the police report says he told deputies he spent his last $50 on the Uber to get to the dealership. Technology then became Vargesco's biggest enemy, because most vehicles nowadays have GPS tracking in them. And the report says the car lot salespeople gave deputies Vargesco's finance application, all filled out with his address and contact info. But he managed to avoid the cops for almost 3 months, until he didn't. Meanwhile, north of Florida, in Greater Atlanta's Dunwoody, Georgia, local police put out word that they caught a Cinnabon bandit. Now, cops did not put out the person's name, but did say he broke into the Perimeter Mall sometime early last Thursday morning and went straight to the Cinnabon stand and had a good midnight snack, ate and stole several products, which at Cinnabon would likely be cinnamon rolls, and probably had to grab at least one churro. Dunwoody cops did not give a lot of details on this, but they had jokes to give in their Facebook post saying they get it. Cinnabons can be tempting. Also did not say how they caught the guy, like if they tracked a trail of crumbs, but did go on to say in their Facebook post that instead of enjoying a warm, gooey cinnamon roll, you're facing felony burglary, and that the county jail might have food, but trust us, it's no Cinnabon. And talk about pouring icing on the wound. Now, right back to Florida, because a 22-year-old woman who cops say works at the Baby Doll Strip Club in Clearwater went into a 7-Eleven convenience store a few miles away last Monday afternoon, the 27th, picked up a banana from the cashier counter, and no strip club magic, but hit the clerk in the face with it. Now, this banana upside the head did not come out of nowhere. No, the police report posted by Smoking Gun read the woman, Caltavia Turner, and the 30-year-old store clerk got into an argument over something, and they first flung derogatory comments at each other. And whatever the clerk said led to what cops described in the report as a minor abrasion on her cheek. From that banana smacking her in the face to answer whatever she said. But banana assaults are just as illegal as stealing cinnamon rolls, like in the last story. So Turner was arrested exactly a week after her birthday, by the way, and charged with simple battery. Banana battery. Back in a moment.
A relationship can sometimes require patience.
But
when patience is just not enough, try
Sibonac.
This chewable gummy with the ingredient tetrahydrocannabinol will relax your nerves.
Sibonac.
Turn those sounds out of her mouth into a soothing stream of gentle assurances and appreciation.
Sibonac.
Side effects include munchies, laziness, and inability to make it off the couch. Ask your doctor about
Sibonac.
It's just cannabis spelled backwards. Wow.
And now, for the world around us.
And just a warning, I'll sanitize, but this one out of Kenya is pretty gross. This was in the New York Post after they got it from AustraliasNews.com. Back on Monday, Kenya Airways confirmed a Nigerian woman was trying to catch a connecting flight in Nairobi to Manchester, England, but airline officials say that she showed up without a valid visa for another stop in France. That means she could not board the flight, and the airline officials say they offered to rebook her straight to England. Only by that point, officials say the woman flew into a rage, yelling at flight attendants, so they basically said the heck with helping and had her deported, sent back to Nigeria, losing all the money she spent on plane tickets and hotel bookings. And this hit her at the wrong time, because before she left, airline officials say the woman reached down, pulled out a used maxi pad, and threw it on the counter before it fell on the floor. They say she actually threw three used pads in all that she was apparently lugging around for some reason. Now, there are pictures of one on the floor, not suggesting anyone looks, but someone took pictures and video of it all at Kenya's Jomo Kenyatta Airport. And at the end of the footage, it shows that they also had her on the floor while she was asking for a new maxi pad. On and on, I could have sworn I saw a putty cat, city titty cat, witty pretty cat. Oh, where the hell is my kitty cat? In Scotland, cat lovers have been in a tizzy since the Scottish Animal Welfare Commission came out with a report suggesting cat containment measures like keeping them inside or on a leash, and through restrictions on introducing cats at households in vulnerable areas, the last of which was interpreted as a recommendation to ban kitties from certain areas in Scotland. The commission's report explained why, counting at least 700 million birds and other animals that cats kill each year, so more or less branded felines as a threat to wildlife. Birds are one thing, but cats are also pretty good at killing mice and rats, and homeowners tend to be okay with that. Still, Scottish government officials said they would consider the recommendations, but First Minister John Swinney put out a statement on Monday saying the government will not ban or restrict the natural home rodent protectors, saying they have no intention on doing so. Score one for Garfield. Back in a moment, but before the break, another podcast to check out, full of jams.
It's the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg Age.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
Real hip-hop and R&B matters. The hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg Age.
Why should people in self-driving vehicles have all the hands-free convenience? Why not have your own personal robot behind the wheel?
Hi, where can I take you today?
Introducing Drobot. Drobot can drive any vehicle, no matter how cheap or pricey, large or small.
Buckle up. I'm a drobot, not a lifesaver, and dead ass do not touch me or the radio.
Drobots will safely deliver everyone on board, and upgraded models can keep riders company with its cutting-edge AI-generated voice, which can hold conversations and even join a sing-along.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
And best of all, Drobots come with a lifetime warranty and free exchanges for the newest model.
We are here. So please get out, you lazy bum. I need to recharge.
So why not get your new driving buddy today?
And don't let the door hit you where the Lord split you. Come on, bum. I have to recharge.
Drobots are sold absolutely nowhere.
What's up with what's going down, though?
It seems there is at least one song we will not hear during Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show. Too bad. Great song. But rapper and New Orleans native Lil Wayne made it clear in a video he posted to Instagram that he will not be at the game after very publicly saying he was disappointed at not being asked to headline the performance in his hometown.
Which means, I guess there's a seat to fill. Shout out to New Orleans. But I've been working on something very special. I got something exciting coming for you.
And as promised on Thursday, it seems Weezy used a lotion commercial he posted on Instagram, which may also be a Super Bowl ad. Not sure, he didn't say, but did say at the end of the commercial that he is not to be disturbed until the Carter 6 album drops on June 6th. A theme line also runs through the commercial that we can all be a little sensitive. No lie there. Which may also apply to a lot of us taking sides in last year's Kendrick Drake beef. And for those not familiar, Drake was originally signed on a Lil Wayne's label, and they've been close for all these years. So fans who know this have been wondering and speculating about Wayne and Kendrick's relationship. But Lil Wayne has already said he has talked with Kendrick Lamar and wished him all the best with this Super Bowl halftime show coming up. So now we'll just have to wait until June 6th to know if Weezy and Kendrick worked again on another song like Mona Lisa, or if last year's beef with Drake will be addressed in a song or two on the album. Let the hype begin.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
Ever which way? She's laid all sprawled all across the couch. See my woman making love to another man on video.
Keep doing what you're doing, 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 what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, boy.
Boy, you know, I was hurt. I said, let me get out of here.
Come on, come on. Hurry up, hurry up. Somebody bring me an extinguisher to put out this blaze that started up in here. By that vintage jam from Slammy Sammy. This is Mike Mann in your ear as we head into the weekend. So stay tuned.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays this coming weekend, starting with Friday, February 7th. Mike Kelso in That 70s Show to some, prank master to others from MTV's old show Punk'd. Mila's hubby, actor Ashton Kutcher, 47. Actor Essence Atkins, Half and Half, How High, now on CBS's show Papa's House. She's 53.
There is no sex in the champagne room.
Actor and comedian Chris Rock, with a song to his credit, he's turning 60. Singer Garth Brooks, or Chris Gaines as he was for a short bit in the late 90s, he's 63. Actor James Spader, 65.
It's a great show for me to poop on.
And the man behind Triumph the Insult comic dog on Conan back in the day and old SNL skits back in the day, Robert Smigel, 65. Then on Saturday,
keep your eyes on me.
Singer, drummer, and producer Anderson .Paak is turning 39. Actor and former SNL cast member Cecily Strong, very happily pregnant due this spring. She'll be 41. Half of Daft Punk, musician Guy-Manuel de Homem Christo will be 51. Motley Crue, singer Vince Neil is turning 64. Author John Grisham will be 70. Comedian Robert Klein, 83. Actor Nick Nolte, 84. Former ABC Nightly News anchor Ted Koppel, 85. And conductor and soundtrack god John Williams will be 93. Then on Super Bowl Sunday the 9th, actor Michael B. Jordan will be 38.
And it's a great day.
Singer Travis Tritt, 62. Angela Bauer in Who's the Boss? TV and Broadway actor Judith Light, turning 76. Actor Mia Farrow, 80. The Color Purple author Alice Walker, 81.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you?
Yep, for decades, actor Joe Pesci is turning 82 Sunday.
And it's too late, baby, now it's too late.
And singer-songwriter Carole King will be 83. Then on Monday, actor Yara Shahidi will be 25, actor Chloe Grace Moretz, 28, Emma Roberts, 34. Danza Kuduro, one of my all-time favorites. Never did the dance, though. Singer and Fast and Furious cameo actor Don Omar will be 47. Actor and director Elizabeth Banks, 51. Laura Dern, 58.
The closer I get to you.
Singer Roberta Flack will be 88, and actor Robert Wagner is turning 95 on Monday. And that does it for another Real Pod Newscast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and please click that follow button on the podcast page of choice to get all the shows dropping Tuesdays and Fridays. And while at it, scroll down to the bottom of the podcast page and add a few stars and maybe a quick review of the show, even if you don't have good things to say. But have a great weekend, everybody. Chiefs Eagles should be a great one, we hope. Enjoy.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Shownuff.